Well, hello guys. Now are you ready for a very in-depth, deep video? Well, I'm sorry guys, but it ain't gonna be this one. But I'd just like to run something past you and see what you think. Now, I must say it's only what I think. And I can be completely wrong just like the next guy. But you won't get me admit that. So why does it seem they're systematically destroying beloved franchises? It's not by accident, it's deliberate. It's happened too many times, right? Now you take me back to a really young man, and I remember Doctor Who. Yes, the sets were cheap and egg carton stuff, but it did have a charm about it. Now my doctors were John Pertwee, who also played Wurzel, a very good Wurzel, and Tom Baker, with the scarf. And K-9 was always in Tom Baker's one, I believe. And it was a good thing because doctors regenerated, which basically kept the series going, which was very clever in its time. So why would an organization destroy a cash cow like Doctor Who? Well, think of what's been happening over quite a many years now. Femons have been forced into the workforce. They've been given roles and jobs just for a diversity pick, so it looks good on paper. And you'll notice that all the franchises that are being destroyed systematically are all male-orientated. You're probably saying, oh, come on, Solo Man, you can't blame Femons for everything. Actually, I can. But you've got to look at the nature of a male and a Femon, haven't you? For those men out there that have lived long enough, there's certain traits that Femons have. And I'm going to say a few and see if you agree. They can be very jealous, can be very spiteful, they can be very vindictive and go to great lengths for revenge. And they can be very, very mean. And of course they're self-centered, so it has to be all about them. You get two or three queens in a room. Watch the sparks fly. That's why they're trying to replace these franchises with Femons. They made the first female doctor, which was kind of disastrous. I mean, maybe it could work. They just picked the wrong actress, didn't they? I mean, let's be honest, she was god-awful. And the next doctor, like David Tarrant, who was a good doctor, but not for my generation, they've now changed him to woke as well. It's almost as if they're sticking their finger up at the fans. And that's the vindictiveness of Femons. Because it sure doesn't make any business sense, because they're losing money. And don't forget the deceitfulness of Femon has, and they all have it, albeit all at different degrees. I mean, I'm not saying males are perfect, but they're pretty damn close, aren't they? Of course, the trouble is they're replacing males for Femons, and it just doesn't seem to work. And that makes them more angry than they already are. It makes them double down and deny it. Like I said, they're only destroying male-orientated franchise, not femal ones. Of course, I don't believe there is any, is there? Wonder why. Anyway, there's a video of mine here, you've probably seen it before, but it's my tribute to Tom Baker. I would have done John Pertwee, but I didn't have the right wig or the nose. Of course, look how young I am there. I was this young and silly person there. I'm glad I sort of got more sensible as I got older, I think. Anyway, have a look.
The tide seems to be going somewhere. I can't seem to stop it. I'm out of control. I'm out of control. Yeah. Ooh, that's not a very good sign, is it? Why do I never seem to be in control of this machine?
Why don't you use a sonic screwdriver, Doctor?
Ah, yes. I was just about to do that there. Thank you, Fido.
It's K-9.
Yes, of course. Of course. I've had a bad regeneration. Mine's not the same as it was at the moment. Well, that seems to calm the panel down, but we seem to be still heading on this trajectory and heading somewhere. So I guess we better hang on and hope for the best there, Fido.
I hate him.
guard the TARDIS. I'll go out and see where we are.
Affirmative.
Exterminate.
You don't exterminate anybody.
Yes, I do.
Have a chili bean.
Are you nuts?
Oh, all right. All the more for me, then. Hey, listen, I'm the doctor, okay? Just got through this regeneration thing, not feeling so good, you know. And TARDIS had a bit of trouble here, that's
why
I'm here.
We know who you are, Doctor.
Oh, well, right.
We will be supreme rulers of the universe.
You're going to take over the universe there. I mean, to me, you look like an egg carton on wheels with a kitchen plunger on the front of you. You don't look too dangerous at all.
You mock us, Doctor. We have the disintegrator ray.
Yeah, I'm a Time Lord. I'm either 3 seconds ahead of myself or 3 seconds behind myself. I'm never where I am. Am I losing you on this one?
Yes, a little bit.
Twice to say that, that won't hurt me, okay?
We will rule the universe.
Really? Well, you know, I hope this universe here is all ramped enough because you're going to need access in that unit. You know? So, yeah, good luck on that one, eh? Good, I like you done with the colour. Very nice. Nice colour. Anyway, look, gotta go. Can't stay here forever chatting. Gotta go, got things to do, you know. Okay? Anyway, see you around. Bye-bye. Not a very friendly place out there, Fido. I suggest we get out of here and right now. Oh, the panel's working.
We will see you again, Doctor. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
I didn't think he'd ever leave. Oh, so hard to breathe in there. Nice to be in control. Have you done a whoopsie in the TARDIS?
Affirmative, Doctor. You better clear it up, otherwise you might get fined.
No, I don't think so. No, my memory's coming back to me now. Yes, there's a planet in this solar system where that's classed as a delicacy. And they'll come and pick it up.
You're lazy, Doctor.
They like robot dogs for dessert as well.
Epic! 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 Yeah!
Feel my feet.